It's the dictionary.
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 Hello, word nerds. Welcome to the dictionary, hosted by me, Spencer. This is episode F145, and we have a whole set of words that all start the same way, which is with the word fluor. So our first word in this episode is fluor or fluor, F-L-U-O-R. The next one is the same word, but it's the prefix, which will be the prefix for all the rest of the words in this episode, plus a few into the next episode. And so let us find out what this mixture of letters means. Okay, fluor is a noun from 1661. The synonym is fluorite, which will be later in this episode. So again, F-L-U-O-R, that's how all of these start. Fluor, this is a new Latin word, which means mineral belonging to a group used as fluxes and including fluorite. It is also from the Latin word, which means flow. From fluere, there's more at the word fluid, so it's still connected to all of these flow, fluid, flood words that we've been seeing recently. Mineral belonging to a group used as fluxes and including fluorite. Well, I don't fully understand what that means, like probably most of you, or all of you. All of you. I saw a stat yesterday on my show. I was like, digging into my hosting website, and it was like, here, you can send it to these other podcast platforms. And I was like, I'm pretty sure I'm on all of those. And so I started looking into them. And then one of them that I think aggregates a bunch of podcast information was like, your podcast is in like the top 3% of podcasts in the world, and there's like over 3.5 million podcasts, I think was the stat. And I was like, that doesn't seem right. There's no way that my show is in the top 3%. Granted, 3% of 3.5 million was like 107,000 or something, but still, there's no way. I don't get that many downloads, so something seemed weird there. Anyway, let's move on to a sound effect, which will be the next thing that comes out of my mouth. It's going to be... Whoa! No, we've done stuff like that recently. Let's do something more fun. Whip-a-boo-boo! We've probably done that too. That's okay. It's fun. Okay, now we have the prefix fluor or fluoro, let's see. There's no year, nothing like that. So number one means fluorine. Or is it fluorine? Let's double check because that word is coming up here. It's fluorine. Fluorine. The example is fluoride. It's the fluor in fluoride means fluorine. That's not confusing at all. Number two. The other version of this number two definition is fluori. So you can spell it fluor, fluoro, or fluori. So the definition for number two means fluorescence, as in the examples fluoroscope and fluorometer. What do all of these mean? I don't know. Let's go. Now we have the word fluoresce. Fluoresce. It ends in an E-S-C-E. It is an intransitive verb from 1874, and it means to produce, undergo, or exhibit fluorescence. Fluorescence. What does fluorescence mean? We're going to learn real soon. So it's a back formation of the word fluorescence. Fluoresce. And fluorescer is a noun. Maybe a fluorescent light is producing fluorescence so it can fluoresce, maybe. Okay, let's move on and find out more. I'm just Mario in real life form. Now we have the word fluorescein. Fluorescein. It is a noun from 1871. It is a yellow or red crystalline dye, C20H12O5, with a bright yellow-green fluorescence in alkaline solution. So it's yellow or red, but then the fluorescence is yellow-green. Fascinating. And it has fluorescence when it's in an alkaline solution. Okay, it's all very, it's just a very sciencey episode. Now we have fluorescence. Here we go. This is one of our bigger definitions in the whole episode. Fluorescence is a noun from 1852. I predict most of these will be from the 1800s. Fluorescence is luminance that is caused by the absorption of radiation at one wavelength, followed by nearly immediate re-radiation, usually at a different wavelength, and that ceases almost at once when the incident radiation stops. Also, the radiation emitted, the radiation that is emitted is also the fluorescence. It says compare to phosphorescence, which is has multiple pHs in there. So fluorescence, what is even happening? It's luminance, luminescence, light being emitted, I guess, that is caused by the absorption of radiation at one wavelength. One wavelength of radiation, it's being absorbed, and then it's being re-radiated out at a different wavelength. And that ceases almost at once when the incident radiation stops. So once the first radiation stops coming in, then the re-radiation going back out just stops immediately. Okay, sure. I don't fully understand that. There should probably be a link in the show notes for fluorescence and fluorescent and all that stuff. So look out for that. Look out for that in your podcast catcher platform thing. Woo, 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 woo! Now we have fluorescent, adjective from 1853. Number one, having or relating to fluorescence. Number two, bright and glowing as a result of fluorescence. As in fluorescent inks. Oh, inks can be fluorescent? Are these like those inks that when you put on the black light that it glows, is that fluorescent? Is it a different kind? I don't understand how any of this stuff works. Broadly, just in general, very bright in color. So if something is just bright in color, it is you can call it fluorescent. Might not literally, scientifically, chemically be fluorescent, but you can say it is. Fluorescent is also a noun, and fluorescently is an adverb. Some people dress in clothes fluorescently, very bright colors. Okay, moving on to woo 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 woo. Let's change it up. Let's have some fun. Now we have fluorescent lamp. Okay, this is a noun from 1896. Way back in the 1890s, they had fluorescent lamps. It is a usually tubular electric lamp having a coating of fluorescent material on its inner surface and containing mercury vapor whose bombardment by electrons from the cathode provides ultraviolet light, which causes the material to emit visible light. Yeah. Now, are these those tubes that you see in a lot of stores and offices and all those things, and that I think that people like to break them because they either make a good sound or they create this powdery stuff that goes everywhere, something like that. I don't know. I've never done that before. I think these are the fluorescent lights. Now, I assume the technology has gotten a little bit better since the 1890s, 120, 130 years from years ago. But maybe it hasn't changed that much. I don't know. I don't think mercury is the safest thing that we're putting in our stuff. And yeah, Electric lamp with a coating of fluorescent material. The fluorescent stuff is on the inside, dealing with the radiation. And then it contains mercury vapor. There's a vapor inside of these things whose bombardment by electrons from the cathode provides... So once the electricity goes through the thing, it affects the mercury vapor on the inside and it makes it glow. Yeah, when people are breaking this stuff, I think it's releasing the mercury. Is there a new vapor? Are we using a new kind of vapor these days? I'm not sure. Yeah, these don't seem... I mean, I'm sure it's very cheap, but maybe not of the highest quality, both in light and also safety. Okay, fluorescent lamp. Let's move on to... Now we have fluoridate. It is a transitive verb from 1949. So I think we're getting into a little bit of a different world of this fluor prefix. So going back to the prefix, the first one was fluorine, which I think might be what we're about to talk about. And then the second one was fluorescence. That's what we just talked about. And so, you know, based on how these words are spelled, we might bounce back and forth between those two worlds. Worlds? Okay, so fluoridate. Verb, 1949, transitive, to add a fluoride to reduce tooth decay. And the thing that you might be putting this fluoride into, what you might be fluoridating, is the drinking water. Wow, and there, these days, right now, these days, there's a lot of talk about, should we be fluoridating the water at all? If you didn't know, for decades now, the government and the states, at least here in America, have been fluoridating the water, putting a bit of that fluoride in there because it helps minimize tooth decay, because maybe some people don't have access to dentists or don't really take care of their teeth very well for some reason. Putting some fluoride in the water is supposed to make your teeth a little bit better. But people have opinions on what is a safe amount, what is a good amount, what should we be doing. I don't know. I'm not going to get into that argument. From what I've heard, at least a little bit is fine. But I don't know. That's not a conversation that I am here. I'm not experienced to discuss. Fluoridation is a noun. We don't have etymology here, but I assume we're going to get some in a little bit. But first, I must go. Now we have fluoride, noun from 1826. Number one, a compound of fluorine. And number two, the monovalent anion of fluorine. I think it's fluorine. So that's fluoride. That's the stuff that we hear about more often when we're talking about this world. But it's fluorine is the other part of it. So we got to keep on going to get to fluorine. Woo 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 woo. Now we have fluorinate. This is a transitive verb from circa 1929. It is to treat or cause to combine with fluorine or a compound of fluorine. It's all very complicated and confusing. So fluorinate is to treat something with fluorine, to cause to combine with fluorine or a compound of fluorine. Fluorination, that is a noun. And so let's keep on going because here's the big one. Woo, 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 woo. It's fluorine. We got there. It is a noun from 1813. That might be the oldest one that we've seen so far in this episode. 1813. So fluorine is a non-metallic halogen element that is isolated as a pale, yellowish, flammable, irritating, toxic, diatomic gas. Ugh. It says, see the element table. Go to the element table to look up fluorine. Should we just quickly do a quick little check about what sort of information do we need to know There's also the periodic table. I assume if it's on the element table, it's going to be on the periodic table. Why don't they say go see the periodic table? Or say see both. Go look at both of them. The element table, this is the one that I had with Jax and Rob were on this episode. Fluorine, it's the symbol is F. The atomic number is 9. And the atomic weight is 18.998403. It's not a lot of information, but we did get a lot of information in the definition. That doesn't mean I fully understand it. But what I was so fascinated was by all of the adjectives that it used to describe this gas. It's a gas. It's a gas. It's non-metallic. It's a halogen element. Pale yellowish, we can combine those. Flammable, irritating, toxic, and diatomic. This is a fascinating thing. I don't know. So is this related now to both fluoride helping your teeth and also the lights, the fluorescence? Is this fluorine in those fluorescent lamps along with the mercury vapor? I'm just guessing. It's a gas. So I don't know, but it's flammable, so maybe they wouldn't be using it in the lights. Fluorine. And how? So fluoride is a compound of fluorine and also a monovalent anion of fluorine. So fluoride, the good stuff putting in your mouth and your system, comes from this really nasty sounding gas. All right, let's go on to another one. Woo 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 woo! It's fluorite. Noun from 1868. It is a transparent or translucent mineral of different colors that consists of the fluoride of calcium and is used especially as a steel making flux and in the making of opalescent and opaque glasses. Flux, by the way, that's the second time that's come up. It's F-L-U-X. That's it. So fluorite is a transparent or translucent mineral of different colors. It's you can see through it, but it's got different colors in there. It consists of the fluoride of calcium. I don't know what that means. Used especially as a steel-making flux. We're going to see flux in a few episodes. And in the making of opalescent and opaque glasses. Now, that's interesting because opaque glasses makes me think that you cannot see through them. They are opaque. They are not transparent. So, but it's translucent. So they use this translucent thing to make opaque glasses. Maybe opaque. I don't know. There's a lot of stuff going on here. Fluorite. Okay, it's probably related to fluorine. Did we even see etymology? Fluorine is from the New Latin fluor, so that's really where this comes from. And that's the mineral belonging to a group used as fluxes, and including fluorite. That's fluor. Okay, now we're going to go on to another one that I will not understand whatsoever. Woo, 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 woo! It's fluorocarbon. Noun from 1937. Any of various chemically inert compounds containing carbon and fluorine used chiefly as lubricants, refrigerants, nonstick coatings, and formerly, we don't do it anymore, aerosol propellants and in making resins and plastics. Called also chlorofluorocarbon, which is one of the best words in the English language. Those are the things, I believe, that scientists in, I want to say, the 70s, maybe? 60s, 70s, 80s, around that time period, realized that there were some things like these aerosol propellants and also making plastics, that these chlorofluorocarbons were being released into the atmosphere, and what created the hole in the ozone layer was messing up our atmosphere and was probably really making climate change worse. We were calling it the greenhouse effect back then. And then they were like, okay, well, I think it's time for us to shut these things down. We really need to not put these things into the air. And so I think that they put in some laws that were like, nope. You can't use these things. You got to figure out another method to do your stuff. You do your make your lubricants, refrigerants, nonstick coatings. Now, here's the thing. It says that they're still used in these lubricants, refrigerants, nonstick coatings. And I do remember hearing refrigerants was one of the things that it was coming from, but maybe they still are. But maybe they've tamped it down enough that they're not so much of a problem. But you got to watch out for those chlorofluorocarbons, which I just love to say. Let's see, anything else? I think they were made in a lab and used for stuff. Various chemically inert compounds containing carbon and fluorine. And as we saw, fluorine is messed up. Fluorine, there's a lot of stuff going on with fluorine. So no surprise. Scientists, capitalists were just trying to make stuff just for industry and things. And they didn't stop to think whether they should. What's that phrase that Ian Malcolm says? They spent so much time thinking about if they wanted to, they didn't stop to think if they should. I fruffed it up. Anyway, moving on to woo. Fluorochrome. Noun from 1943, any of various fluorescent substances used in biological staining to produce fluorescence in a specimen. So they're trying to make a specimen fluorescent? Any verse fluorescent substance used in biological staining to produce? Why would you want to produce fluorescence? Are you trying to see if this thing already has fluorescence? You're trying to make it glow? Why are you trying to make things glow? What's the point of that? Well, I think fluorochrome. I think scientists have made creatures or things bioluminescent. For some reason, just to see if they could. Again, you spent so much time thinking to see if you could, you didn't stop to think if you should. I think there was that rhyming could and should thing. Anyway, moving on to fluorochrome. That was that word. Staining stuff to make something fluorescent. Okay. Now we have fluorography. Fluorography? It is a noun from 1941. The photography of the image produced on a fluorescent screen by X-rays. So you're photographing an image produced on a fluorescent screen by X-rays. Well, I know that you can take a photo using X-rays, but this is specifically on a fluorescent screen. So is this always what you do when you're doing X-rays, or is this a specific kind? I would assume, hey, you know what? We can look up a picture and see if we can find out a little bit more about what this looks like, and maybe we can learn a little bit about it. Fluorography, that's the word. Let's see. This is now worded a different way. Fluorography is a medical imaging technique that uses X-rays to create a series of static images of internal organs and structures. So is this just normal? It seems like a different kind of X-ray photography. It just looks like it's normal X-rays. That's what I'm seeing. Here's another longer definition. Fluorography is an intensification process by which some of the energy associated with isotope decay is converted to light by the interaction of radio decay particles with a compound known as fluor, which then exposes the X-ray film. Well, this is probably why they put that like metal thing over you, because there's radiation involved in taking X-rays. And so, you know, they put that... You know, when you go, I just had this happen like a week or two ago. I went to the dentist and they had to do the X-rays, and they put that metal sheet over your chest to protect your body from as much of the radiation as possible. And then the person who's taking the test goes in another part of the room So they're not involved. They don't get as much radiation. And so, yeah, you know, that's the fluorine is involved and there's radiation there. There's radiation everywhere. Let's be clear about that. There's constantly a low level of radiation, but some things just have more. There's a stat about how much radiation is coming off a banana, and here's a banana, and there's radiation coming off of it, and I can smell the radiation. I'm gonna eat that radiation later. Radiation. Actually, that does smell really good. The banana part of it smells really good. Okay, let's move on to the last word. Woo 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 woo. It's fluorometer. Fluorometer. You could also say fluorimeter with an I in the middle instead of an O. This is a noun from 1897. An instrument for measuring fluorescence and related phenomena. Okay, and examples of that phenomena. Phenomena. Do-do-do-do-do. Is intensity of radiation. So this instrument measures fluorescence and also other things like how much radiation there is. How intense is it? So this is a very important machine to measure these things. Fluorometric, that is an adjective. Fluorometry is a noun. And that's it. That's it. What I found interesting about a lot of these words is that most of them had one definition and was quite long, longer than average. And so that was an interesting little tidbit from Spencer's brain about the words in this episode, the Fluor episode. So now I got to pick one of these, and I don't really know how I'm going to do that. I'm going to pick one as the word of the episode. I would love if there is an expert out there on all of this stuff, because it's clearly all related. I would love for them to email me, call in with a voicemail, whatever it is, because, you know, I can get a base level of knowledge of this, but, you know, I'm not in the science world, so it doesn't stick. It doesn't, I don't have a full understanding of how this is all working. I need these things described to me like I'm 5 years old. Okay, the words today were fluor, fluor, fluoro, fluori, fluoresce, fluorescein, fluorescence, fluorescent, fluorescent lamp, fluoridate, fluoride, fluorinate, fluorine, fluorite, fluorocarbon, fluorochrome, fluorography, and fluorometer. Let's pick fluorocarbon as the word of the episode. And I always tend to go to this very simple sort of like, I don't know if it's bluesy, jazzy something, but let's try not to do that today. Fluorocarbon. Quit putting the fluorocarbons in the world. Quit putting the fluorocarbons in the world. We don't like them. They're not helping anything. In fact, they're making things worse. Great. All right. I have to write down the next movie on the list, but I'm going to tell you at the same time that I'm doing that. Last night we saw Novocaine. It's a very, very silly, fun movie. You know, is it entirely believable? I mean, I'm sure some version of this condition exists. Basically, if you don't know, this guy does not feel pain. And then, you know, they use that to the extreme. They put him in the most ridiculous, painful situations. And it was very fun to watch, and I thought he did a very good job. You know, there's this scene in the trailer. He was like, oh, yes, ow, when he's being tortured. Ow, that one hurt the most. It's so ridiculous. There was a line in the trailer that I don't think was in the movie. His friend says, you can still die. You're not Wolverine. But I don't think that was actually in the movie. Sharon was concerned. She was like, not concerned. She was like, I think he probably would have died. He didn't, you know, let's just say that. He's the lovable, unexpecting hero of the story. So, no, he doesn't die. But, wow, he gets messed up pretty well. He gets messed up pretty good. All right, I'll finish writing that later. So that's it. Novocaine, go watch it in theaters if you can. It's probably not in theaters by the time you're hearing this, after April 18th, 2025. But it's still a fun movie. You should watch it. Okay, that's it for this episode. Thank you so much for checking out this show. Go tell some people about it. Join the Patreon for $1 a month. If you didn't know, there's a Patreon. You get very early episodes. $1 a month. That's it? Yes, that's it. Can you believe that he's only charging $1 a month? I can't believe it. It's so cheap. We should join right away. Yes, we should. This has been Spencer Dispensing Information. Goodbye.